A safety summit. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. Transportation officials hold a meeting after a series of incidents involving airplanes.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the country can't wait for a catastrophic event to address an increase in aviation close calls. He said safety is, quote, how we keep U.S. aviation's place as the safest, most complex system in the world and maintain safe air travel.
So that a mode of transportation that consists of propelling millions of passengers, dozens or hundreds at a time, through the skies in a metal tube at nearly the speed of sound several miles above the earth is also somehow the safest mode of transportation that we know.
The safety summit comes after several recent close calls, including flights being cleared to use a runway at the same time and other near collisions. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Senate Commerce Committee says it plans to vote next week on President Biden's choice to head the FAA. The vote scheduled for March 22nd on Denver International Airport Chief Executive Officer Phil Washington to serve as top U.S. aviation regulator. A back and forth between the U.S. and Russia over the U.S. drone that went down in the Black Sea yesterday.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke by phone with his Russian counterpart, Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu, stressing open communication. Austin emphasized that the U.S. will continue to fly and operate wherever international law allows, despite the intercept and downing of a U.S. drone by Russian fighter jets. The U.S. says the MQ-9 was conducting standard surveillance in international airspace. Two Russian Su-27s fighters harassed it for a half hour, dumped fuel on it, and buzzed so close they ultimately collided, causing the drone to ditch in the sea.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Kyiv. Russia continues to deny interfering with the drone. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
A warning to parents in our nation's second largest school district to prepare for a possible union strike.
Los Angeles Public Schools is preparing to shutter in the coming weeks over a threatened three-day SEIU service employees and teachers union strike that calls for more support staff, cleaning and safety standards, and money. Even after district officials say they've made the strongest fiscally responsible offer that they could last week, that gives a partially retroactive 15% raise and another 9% bonus through next year. Both unions are fighting for more, even as EdSource reports. The overall LA Unified test results for 2022 shows that most students are failing state standards in English and math. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
12 games are nominated this year to make the 2023 World Video Game Hall of Fame.
Mobile game Angry Birds, turn-based strategy game Age of Empires, and first-person shooter Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, just some of the lists of finalists for the Video Game Hall of Fame. The nominees include arcade cabinets, consoles, both modern and retro, computer and mobile platforms. Among the high points this year, GoldenEye 007 from the N64, what many consider to be the father of the multiplayer first-person shooter, known for its adaptation of the 1995 James Bond film, and in a reverse, the 2013 survival game The Last of Us, with a finale in its first season on TV wrapping up last Sunday, a critically acclaimed adaptation of that game's story. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
The Webb Space Telescope has captured a star on the cusp of death. NASA released the picture yesterday at the South by Southwest conference in Austin, Texas. The observation was among the first made by Webb following its launch in late 2021. The Hubble Space Telescope snapped a shot of the same transitioning star a few decades ago. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.